There.
All right, close. It is 6:30, and we are going to call to order the November 10th meeting of the Town of Candia Community Power Committee, and we will rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And we will take attendance. Ryan?
Here.
Present. One second here.
Beth is here.
Yes.
Oh, Sappy's here.
Kevin, are you here?
Kevin is here.
Dick, are you here?
I'm here.
Good.
Okay.
And Emily's here.
Brenda is not.
Emily is here too.
Yes, here. Emily is remote, which is way nicer commute.
Yeah.
Than driving from way over there.
It's a smarter commute.
Yes. I've restarted recordings, so dual recordings, so we can have minutes. Minutes were done and are attached in the handout. They're much briefer than they have been in the past, which we're trying to economize.
They weren't emailed to us, though, were they?
Maybe, like, in the last hour, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe not.
I didn't get an email.
Okay. So, since you've had a minute to look at them, would anyone care?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I got the email.
As presented. Any seconds for that motion?
I'll second that.
All right. Beth made the motion. Bill seconded.
Yes.
Let's approve the minutes. Do we vote to approve the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
Ryan.
Kevin.
Bill, yes.
Beth, yes.
All right.
Dick.
Unanimous approval.
He sits over there. I think sometimes you forget him.
I did look around the table and forgot to look over there. I apologize.
I know. It's okay. And the last email I have is Emily's.
So, old business, there was a community meeting at the CYAA.
Which one person showed up.
We had high hopes for.
Six.
Six?
And
my wife and two kids. Four.
So, we had at least six people from town that went. But we were able to get at least a dozen
people to do surveys. Gotcha.
From the people attending, who are all residents.
Right.
So that was good.
That's
legit. So we do apologize again, Emily, for the lack of attendance, and we'll learn if we're ever going to do that again. So new business, there was action items for the minutes, which came out minutes ago, that we were going to be reviewing on our own personal time the draft of the community power plan. And I was hoping to get feedback from people that we could then include in the discussion, but didn't really receive any from anybody.
No, I didn't have any.
Right. So
it was fine.
All right. It is pretty comprehensive. It's about 40 pages, all told, with all the exhibits, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just a hard copy?
That is a hard copy. Did you
he
might
was on
not
Zoom.
You were yeah. not here
I
when they were
sure
available?
I didn't miss it.
Okay.
That's on email.
Um, So the select, so I'm just going through the new business. So as far as comments, there really was no comments on the draft.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The Board of Selectmen meeting, Emily will be joining me Monday at the 14th.
Mark and I will also be there.
Okay. For
as
usual. Andrea put us at the top of the list, so we'll be shortly after the machinations of business take place, so probably 10 or 15 past 7, we will have about 15 minutes probably.
I'm there the whole meeting, so it doesn't matter.
Emily, you provided PowerPoints.
Yeah.
I just glanced them late in the day. I know that tomorrow is a holiday, so Andrea will not be in, but she will probably look at her email. So I'll forward those to her tonight when I get home, and we presume that they'll get to the hands of the selectmen in advance of the meeting.
Just I can bring hard copies to, I can make, adjustments on Monday, whatever you need.
If, there's what, 5 selectmen? And if you had 8 or 10 copies, that would be pretty good if you were able to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 selectmen, and then Andrea, and then Linda, so that's 7.
Okay. 10 copies would be great.
Linda usually likes a copy. Andrea usually likes a copy. Although if you email Andrea, then she wouldn't need a copy.
Right. As far as the survey results, I did post at the library the QR code and the brochure or the flyer on the table when you go in. I'm not sure if anyone's taking advantage of that or not. So have you gotten much in the way of survey results after the dozen that we handed you at the meeting on the fateful evening?
I don't think, we have over 80, so that's a good number.
Oh.
That's a great number. I think it's been quiet, though. I don't think we've done a lot since the second Facebook post.
Okay.
I think that generated a chunk more. We might be at 85.
Okay. But, what do you consider a representative sample?
We just look at that's why we ask the demographic questions. So, so we just look for, it's not really even that it really isn't representative.
Okay.
Honestly. But it also, what we look for is that each of the demographics have been reached, that somebody in the various demographics has responded. The program isn't that sensitive to a representative sample. I mean, we're not voting on representation or something. It's not that sensitive. The program will offer options that cover, a variety of choices. So I suppose if one of the choices was not selected by any of your 80 people, then maybe we would, drop it off the list. But otherwise, we're looking for two things. One is to get the word out that this is starting to happen and we want your feedback. And two, sometimes people write things into the surveys, into the comment places, but there weren't very many comments in your surveys this time.
Right.
Then we look for the question about renewable energy to inform about the default and the products. What do you want to do? And then otherwise, it's just reaching a selection of people. So if we were aiming for 100, if we thought, I can look them over to see if there's, something glaringly missing, but I think it looks pretty similar to other survey responses that we've looked at in other towns.
Okay.
Keene's a city, and it had only 130 responses, something like that. And they went with that, and then with 4 products. I mean, they feel confident that they So I think 80 is a fine response.
Okay. One of the questions that was hanging out was an update from Ryan Paulson regarding how New Hampshire co-op residents would be able to participate in the program. I know there was some concern about that because Eversource is pretty cut and dry, I believe. But there was a question about how to handle co-op and also, I think, how to handle people that had solar already and how that works. Is that something you know about, the solar aspect?
I don't have an update on, all I can say is that we're aware of special cases. The one is the net metering customers, the solar customers. One is low-income customers. The net metering customers will do at least as well as they're doing now, and we'll try and do better for them. To sort of simplify that issue. The low-income customers do not lose their benefit. So their benefit is calculated on the utility default, no matter where their supply comes from, so they can benefit both from the program and from their discount. Okay. Their discount doesn't change whether they participate or not, so that's a really nice factor that they can get the program savings and their discount. And then in Candy and in other towns that have co-op customers, then they'll be, they're treated a little bit differently by the Public Utility Commission. So we'll, but we try, we consider it program success to have everybody participate, and we will, we plan to compete favorably with the co-op rates and to have lots of co-op customers serve them. That's my idea.
The issue with co-op, I believe, had to do with would they be willing to, there was two aspects, I believe, would they be willing and able to do the billing aspect on their bill, because Eversource knows how to do that, has been doing it, and direct energy is on some people's bill, and that's cut and dry. I had the impression that co-op wasn't as sophisticated and might have issues with doing that.
So I'm writing myself a note here to double check, but I believe co-op customers, this is a deregulated state, so co-op customers also have the right to have competitive supply. So okay. Just like Eversource customers can go to direct energy, so can co-op customers. The co-op rates are better, so they don't necessarily migrate away from co-op as or aren't as motivated, but I don't see any difference there. Co-op is treated differently at the Public Utility Commission and specifically in the community power law. So, we don't have any community far enough with the plan to really, dig down and figure out how that's going to work. Do you know roughly how many customers Candia has for co-op? Is it like half the residents or
No, I think there's around 1,500 to 1,700 residents, and I think I heard that there's a couple hundred co-op resident customers. Is that
I'm sorry, did you say, was that households or residents?
Households, sorry.
Households, yeah. Okay. We have three communities that have both Eversource and co-op, so you're not the only ones we're solving this issue for, and so we'll just, give you updates as we go. I think Brian fielded that question. He's actually a co-op customer, so he knows a little bit more about co-op from the customer perspective too, so I think he was motivated to dig into that. So I'll as I said, I wrote myself a note. I'll see if he has an update.
Okay. I thought there was some other aspect about co-op is that they are perhaps not under the same regulation that Eversource is because of their business structure, maybe. So I'm not sure if it's a level playing field between the two companies or not.
It isn't. They do get special, they are treated differently under the community power law. And in general, their rates are better and they have some green rates. Like they have some other choices already for customers.
Okay.
So I guess I can kind of think about it this way. When I can't give you a definitive answer. So there will be a definitive answer in the next weeks and months, and before you launch, we'll know exactly how it's going to work. But the Community Power Program is for the default customer who, to give savings to the default customer, which are the majority of your customers, and can benefit the most from the savings and or the renewable energy.
Right.
So people with net metering customers with solar panels on their homes already benefit from lower costs and more renewable energy. So we want everybody, we consider, 100% participation as our goal for your town, for eligible customers, and and the way to do that is lower costs and great options.
Okay. One interesting thing just for everybody, at the CYAA, I was going around with the surveys, and I was talking to one of the Boy Scout leaders, and he was talking about his solar, and he's had solar for several years, like five maybe. And I asked him how much he gets paid for over creation of energy. And he said the RECs that they would get used to be in the mid-50s per REC that he would get. He said because so many people have gotten on solar, they're down to like single-digit dollars. So they're making a lot less money. And another Canyon resident had mentioned that too, that it's not as lucrative as they thought it was going to be because more people have gotten into it.
But they're still not spending the same amount of money.
No, but you have a huge infrastructure cost that you have to look at the return on investment of, and
oh yeah,
it's very significant. Mm-hmm. So
my daughter leased hers, and she doesn't get an electric bill, so she didn't pay nothing up front, and she doesn't get a bill, just living high off the hog.
Well,
does their rate that they get, is it go hand in hand with the current electric rate? Their pay rate?
I think there might be.
It must, right? Kind
of. I think if they have an overage, you might correct me if I'm wrong. I thought that they had legislation in place that basically mandates they get paid peak rate at for any overage that they have. Yeah, so
as the rate goes up, do they get paid?
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm saying, yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, if the rate doubles, the rate that they receive double per...
In general, the house wins, so I bet
no. Oh, yeah.
I don't know the answer. Emily, do you know the answer to that, by chance?
So I think I can hear your conversation, but if I'm answering the wrong question, then repeat the question. I think what you're asking is, net metering customers get paid the default service rate. So whatever the default is, that's what they get paid. They get paid a portion of the distribution costs. They don't get full reimbursement for that. But otherwise, they get paid the full default service rate for supply plus, a portion of the transmission distribution.
Charges. If the kilowatt.
There's two tariffs too. There's also two tariffs. So for someone with an older system, they get one for one. It's like return. Putting your meter backwards. You get full value for all the kilowatt hours, you overage that you generate. But for newer projects, you get a portion back. You don't get the full thing back.
Okay, interesting. Now, Warren article, you had a couple of examples of Warren articles, and I don't recall if you emailed them to us or not. I think you had read a couple that you had, but did you email those to us? Because I'd like to do one over the weekend and have it in hand on Monday when I go to the Board of Selectmen. And see if
okay,
they...
Okay, I thought I had.
If you, if I apologize if you have. And no, I just lost it.
I don't remember seeing it.
Okay. I know that you said they were very brief, couple of lines at the most.
Yes, so I did send it October 16th. I'll send it again now.
Thanks.
That must have been just after our meeting. I remember nothing.
I'll see what I can put together this weekend, Kevin.
Okay, I'll, as soon as I get home, I'll look at her email. I'll send it out to all of us, and we can probably cobble together something that's simple that we can then have in hand. I think there's going to be 20-something warrant articles, if I'm not mistaken, this year. Is
wow.
But,
I have no idea.
It's fine to add a sentence or two, and if you wanted longer examples, it's fine, but these have been, these were used in at least three to five, you know, early adopting towns, and I recommend using a simple one, but
In my experience, if warrant articles are too long, people don't read them.
Mm.
So
I have better things to do than sit there behind that curtain and
read. Yeah.
I'm
with you there. So we pretty quickly blasted through information that I had listed for new business. Is there any additional conversation on talking about the draft or survey information, anything of that sort?
Does a survey need to be like accepted by us on a vote? So that you can introduce it to the selectmen?
The survey is just for us to get information about what people's preferences are.
Okay.
It would be great if we had some survey data for the meeting on Monday.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
I plan to get that to you. I apologize, I've been away. So I did get the fresh data from Patrick, and I have it. And I think you saw I put one slide in on this. The slide presentation, but I will have the, I'll at least have summary results. Actually, I'll include those with the,
slides.
I'll include them separately.
Okay.
I'll include it separately, a summary of the, with, you know, maybe four slides or, you know, four charts or something like that.
Okay. I know that the Board of Selectmen have a pretty busy schedule, so they're probably going to want to keep us to as brief a time as we can effectively give them the information. So if in your internal clock you have about 15 minutes set, that's probably about all we'll get. Just so
I'll leave it to the one slide, and I'll just say, you know, how many respondents there were, any, you know, sort of observations.
Okay.
And I can type those to you beforehand so you know what I'm going to say.
Okay. Great.
If anything stands out.
Thank you. Any other business that comes to mind?
Remind me again where we're going to see the selectmen.
Well, they approved the creation of this board.
Yeah.
We are going to be submitting a warrant article. They.
Do they need to see the warrant article?
I don't think so, but I'll expect I'll try to have one in hand. And because Andrea's going to be there, and she's going to need to be putting them all together. And also, just
they do on a certain date.
Sometime in November, I believe. So the thing is, it's a multi-year contract. Somebody from the Board of Selectmen has got to sign a contract.
That's what it was.
So we want to make sure that they are aware of what's coming at them.
Yeah, you're right.
They're going to have a vote of it, right, as well? At some point?
Well,
the warrant article?
The town's going to vote in the warrant.
But the selectmen.
I don't think they vote on
them. I don't know.
I thought they had to accept it to be voted on. Like, you can't just
maybe
post the warrant article.
So, like, each warrant article has the Board of Selectmen vote next to it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so usually it'll say 5-0
right.
Or 4-1.
Oh,
so it's good to present it to them because, well, for two reasons. One, you can give them a summary of this is what this thing is, rather than them trying to decipher it on their own, because let's face it, they're not going to know. And usually the less they know, they are more apt to vote against it. It was just like the Conservation Commission, that warrant article twice ago, they didn't know much about it, and they shut it down.
I remember that one.
Yeah. Last year, we did a little presentation for them. They voted all in favor of it. All the people in town voted in favor of it. Because that Board of Selectmen vote tends to foreshadow the public vote.
Especially,
a lot of people will look at that.
Especially people who don't want to read it or understand it. They'll just go,
right.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, selectmen were for it. Okay, fine.
So, Emily, one of the things that's probably going to cross people's minds is how much money am I going to save? And that's kind of a hard question, and I've actually had the conversation in my own head. We're doing a bunch of work, and if I'm going to save $6 a month, is it worth doing that, right? I think in my mind, if your bill is $100, two-thirds of it is the power portion. If it's 10%, that's $6. So we're looking at about a 10% savings. Is that kind of the max?
No, I think that's the average. So, and I think that's a conservative average, but so right now the plans are saving about, you know, 7 cents. Well, it depends on which product you're in, but
right.
Like 6 cents on 22. So, but you're right. Yeah, it's half of that. I'll have a better answer for that question at the select board meeting.
Well,
Bob can do that kind of thing in his head, but I don't. I'm going to be quoting him if
I don't know what people's average bill is, right? And some people.
I think the simple answer is, and the answer we've been giving is about 10% is what you could expect.
Okay.
So.
10% of my $250 bill is.
They don't have to do any work for it, but
right,
they,
right.
But
right.
It's only 10% of
the
electric
sometimes
use.
A lot more, and I do have the slide of showing an actual program that shows that at times, like the default, is a lot higher than the program.
Okay.
And it sometimes it's close, but
right, because this is going to be a multi-year contract. So, but you're going to go out to the Direct Energies of the world and negotiate a time frame, right? And if you can get an attractive rate for 37 months, that's what we would be contracted with. And if Eversource during that time is going like this, there's going to be times when they might be less expensive, but over time, the idea is that you would be less expensive. Is that correct?
Yes, and we can't promise savings because we don't know what the utility default rate is going to be, but we our record is savings both with Standard Power doing municipal power and Good Energy doing community power. We
right.
just, the savings are there and reliable, and then, and that's the important thing is that the customer who does nothing and stays in the program saves, you know, some amount,
right?
And then, but customers that want to manage their account can notice, and those are the savings that'll be small though. If we go slightly underwater with the utility default, that person has to remember to get back out and then get back in,
right?
So,
right. But the fact that people can opt out, there's no personal contract involved, is an advantage, okay.
Yeah, no fees or penalties to leave the program, change products. It all just happens on your next bill date, so
right.
You can pay attention to that for people who would want to
right.
Manage it.
Is there a way to get notification that bill that the contract's coming to an end? How do you notify people?
Well, so all the work we're doing now is for launch, but for renewal, we start, I believe, I haven't been through this before, but I believe they start maybe not a year in advance, but they start several,
a couple quarters
in advance. Okay. So the town would be aware that we're working on, you know, we put you back into pricing just to sort of see where the rates are likely trending and also to talk about goals. If you have different goals for your options or for your default or for sleeving in local projects or whatever, you know, funding energy efficiency investments, you know, whatever goals we might know about now or you know, in a couple of years when you're ready to renew, what else might you want to do with your program?
Okay. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. Any questions? Any other business to? Oh, you had a question. Sorry, Mark.
Two things.
Okay.
I think Emily will correct me if I'm wrong, but when you're talking to people, that 10% savings is just
on the
that
power
portion,
component,
not the
delivery,
not the delivery
right.
part. So when they're, it's not of the whole bill, but it's of the
power
portion.
Power yep.
portion. The other thing, too, is you folks should take a vote, because usually with a warrant article, it will say the committee voted X amount in favor, and then when the Board of Selectmen...
We don't have the warrant article yet.
Right, when you do get it, vote on it. That way, you know, because it'll show that, oh, okay, the electric committee voted for it and the Board of Selectmen.
So. Okay, good point.
And we're not asking the Select Board to... do anything at this meeting.
Correct.
They won't, yeah, like to approve a warrant article or the plan or vote on the plan or anything like that. They'll have, you know, there's some steps before.
We're just kind of updating them on what we've been doing.
Right. And informing them that you're still making progress toward
right.
town meeting in 2023. That
right.
there's, you know, there's no reason to not try for 2023, but there's also no obligation. So
right.
still making progress. I guess that would be the, and then there's no effect on the town budget. I think they, well, maybe they, yeah, I'll say that in the presentation, but that's the main thing. It doesn't go through the, doesn't need to go through the budget process.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so if you have any questions, then let me know. Feedback.
Okay.
And otherwise, we'll see you. So it's the same building?
Same
right
desk. It's 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Monday.
I will see you then.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Thank
you.
You.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks.
If no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Quick question.
Yes.
Before we do.
After Ryan.
At some point, and this is down the road a little bit, at some point we will, or somebody will be tasked with choosing a rate with a contract length, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that, us by a vote, or is this...
They're going to go out to the marketplace and say, these are your options
right.
for lengths of time. And yes, we would have
so
to determine.
Rate, and like, this is your 1 year rate, this is your 2 year rate.
Something like that, right.
And then does that decision come down to us to a vote?
That's a really good question.
That's the ultimate last kind of big step is the actual, all right, do we think that a one-year rate of this is going to, you know, would we be better off coming to revisit the rates in a year, or do we think, you know, at this rate, everything's going to be more expensive every year from here till eternity?
I don't remember if she said that we vote on that. I think they do come to us with the rates. I do remember her
right.
saying
I don't,
that.
I don't remember it ever coming up. How that gets decided. I know there's going to
yeah,
be our options
processes.
Listed out, and it's a little bit down from where we're at right now.
Right.
That's
going to
be a big
decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
and that's, and I don't know if in the warrant article description, we need to state that. That
we won't know what the rate is.
No, that
well,
how
makes
that decision's
that
made.
Decision. At the decision of the chair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, or is it us or the Board of Selectmen?
At the end of the day, that's going to be our biggest decision. If it falls on us, that's going to be our big, okay, now, you know, rubber meets the road, we're going to have to say this, and this is, we're also going to have to say, this is why we think that. You know, rather than a flip of a coin, even if that's what we do over here off camera.
That's not what we're allowed to do, according to the selectmen. We have, if we vote, we have to vote why.
Right, and we'll have to have our reason to something to hang our hat on and say,
right,
this is why we think a 2-year option at this rate.
It doesn't really matter because anyone can opt out anytime they want.
True. That is true.
I mean, the company,
they don't have to even
they could lose money on this.
Right.
Yeah.
And if National Grid goes down or whatever,
it's, I mean, it's not going to be a vote, like a town-wide vote. It's gonna, I would imagine, fall on us, or it would fall on the selectmen, but I doubt it, because why would they?
Yeah.
Why would they vote on that?
I think it would kind of fall on us.
I think so. It would, yeah. But well, just something to remember.
Can I give you my resignation letter now?
that's an important point, and I'm glad you brought it up.
I mean,
and we'll get an answer for it.
You know, hopefully, no matter what we choose, there'll be a savings to it. But at the end of the day, you know, when all said and done and the smoke settles, we'll have picked a rate. You know, we will have done all this legwork.
Obviously,
really
we want the lowest rate.
They're not seeing this.
Pardon?
Obviously, we want the lowest rate.
Right, but if they say it's going to be 17 cents for
a year,
2 years,
2 years.
We don't know what the market's going to do.
Yeah, but you can opt in and opt out as you feel.
Right.
What's Europe going to look like in 2 years?
Right.
Do we think, well, no, maybe a year would be a good time to wait and see. And then 2 years ago, I thought trucks were expensive, so I held off buying one. Well,
how'd that work
here
out?
Here I am.
We did.
You were smarter than me, see? Anyway, just a thought.
Okay, that's a good thought.
It is a good thought.
Motion?
I motion at 7:07 to
adjourn.
Thank you. I
second.
For the word.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. That was quick.
Yeah.
37 minutes.
Do we vote on the?
Oh.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Unanimous.